Yeah, so what happens in this crazy building behind us, Building 42?
So Building 42 is where most of the .NET developer platform lives.
Yep.
So there are four floors. Actually, it's kind of interesting. There are 3.5 floors. This building spans the Bellevue-Redmond border. And on the, on the Bellevue side, there are four floors. And on the Redmond side, there are three floors. So there's basically a two wings to each floor, except for the top floor, which only has one wing. The first floor is pretty much all of the Indigo team. The second floor is where the CLR folks live. And the third floor is where the WPTT team lives, which is the Web Platform Tools team, which is Scott Guthrie's ASP.NET and IIS folks. So they're on the third floor. CLR's on the second floor. First floor is Indigo, and I can't tell you what's on the fourth floor. Ooh. But there's some empty office space up there and some people.
Really okay. Secret stuff up there.
I'm sure it's fine. Yes.
So let's go. Are you going to give us a tour?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
So every morning, I walk through these doors, as do many of us. So let's go through here. During the summer months, this is an oven. When we have food that needs to be warm, this corridor heats up to about 120 degrees. And so if we go through the lobby, we're in the world of Indigo. And once we go through here, so to my left, to your right, is the high order, the high numbered offices. That is everything above 1500. That's where Eric Zinda's folks live, which is the XML messaging team. That's where we build the lowest level parts of the XML stack. Over here on your left, or my right, is the lower numbered offices that go up to, but not including, 1500. And that's where the XML Enterprise Services, half of the family, lives. So why don't we start over there?
Okay.
So right over there is the mail room. I think we can skip that.
Elevators.
Let's go down this corridor.
Okay.
So this is where a lot of the older Com Plus stuff was done. Right here, we're in the middle of where the transaction folks live. Mike Clark's gone. There's John Doty and Max. Say hi. We're doing Channel 9.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
It's so dark in here.
Max and John are devs on transactions as well as a bunch of other supporting goop. If you ever use code get interceptor, apparently John Doty's responsible for that.
Don't ever call out of it.
Ever.
You should hide your head, John.
Max, what one API most personifies your contribution to the Microsoft story?
Co-enter service domain, perhaps?
Co-enter service domain. Wow. Two of the most interesting, cool aspects of the old world are right here. Wow, look at that. It's amazing.
And they make them sit in the dark, huh?
Yeah. Exactly. So let's see, who else is here? So more transactions folks. Jim Johnson, who's the main architect of our transaction system, would normally be sitting in here, but we have a customer event that's concurrent with this, so a bunch of people are going to be missing. But that's where Jim is. He's very smart. Mike Maroney. So now we're into the world of RM. So this is where the reliable messaging stuff happens. There's Dave Driver. So can you tell us what one API in the overall pantheon of the Microsoft platform most is yours, the one that you feel the most ownership of?
Ownership?
Or the one that you feel most responsible for, or even most embarrassed by?
I implemented Service Component.
Oh, wow.
Basically, so all of Enterprise Services, and I guess that kind of answers all of those questions.
So I'm in the room with the dev team of Enterprise Services. Is that what you're saying?
The first version, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Haney was the initial tester. He stepped on to be a dev at the end of that cycle.
Wow. Excellent. Cool. Thanks.
Thank you.
So, John Doty, who else do I know here? Right, there are people I don't know on the team, or don't know well enough to just interrupt them in their offices. So who else? So this is all kind of like RN land. We've left the world of transactions. Rick's gone. Rick is an old COM developer from the early days. So the old versions of OA32 were Rick was one of the primary devs on. So, Dick Diebendorf.
Hi, guys.
Dick Diebendorf, we're on Channel 9. Do you mind being just saying a few words for the folks?
Hi, folks. How are you? I'm Dick Diebendorf from the Indigo team, working on web services for MSMQ. I'm mystified as to what Channel 9 is all about. Hi, Todd. You going to play guitar for us?
I'm not going to sing. So, Dick, which piece of Microsoft platform do you feel most responsible for or embarrassed that you were a contributor to?
Those are two separate questions. Qt Components is probably the part of Comp Plus is the part I'm most identified here. Before that, I worked on MQ Series, been with queuing products most of my career, and CICS before that, and VTAM. And
these are old Microsoft products,
these
right?
are older Microsoft products, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm a graduate or an alumnus from another company, as are many at Microsoft, as yes. are you, as I respect.
of course.
Where did you work before?
I worked for IBM.
I was
about 20 years.
I was attempting to be funny.
Yes. So I would say Qt Components here at Microsoft. I also worked on Notification Services, which is part of SQL Server. And now I'm working on MSMQ integration with Indigo.
Wow. Cool. Excellent.
Okay.
Great. Ward's making the rounds.
Okay. Good to see you. Bye-bye.
So who else do I know? Oh, there's Florin Lazar. Florin, famous blogger. The man who keeps San Gentile in line.
Thanks.
Want to say hello to the Channel 9 folks?
Hello. How are you?
Hey,
guys.
So what do you do here?
Transactions. Distributed transactions.
What does transactions mean? Because I'm not an MS.
Correctness in a distributed system, at least.
And what do you do, personally?
I'm a test lead with this team.
So if transactions don't work, it's Florin's fault.
That's true.
Yes. If they work, it's the dev's fault. If it doesn't work.
Or he wasn't good enough at convincing the devs that their code really sucked.
Yeah.
All right.
Cool.
Thanks for laying it strong.
So this is where Saji Abraham sits. Saji, anyone who's been in the comm world knows Saji. He was like the backbone of the old DCOM mailing list. And he's working on a lot of the unmanaged parts of Indigo for us. Here's his cohort in crime, Harris. Harris, we're doing a little TV thing. Do you mind saying hello?
Hi.
So Harris is a
light so we can see you.
Harris is a dev on the unmanaged part of Indigo, and has been doing a lot of really interesting work. What part of the shipping platform though do you consider yourself most affiliated with? Like, if there was one API that, like, you were just, like, the guy on, what would it be?
I guess you can say Cochrane Instance, actually.
Wow. But towards the end of the arc, certainly not at the beginning, right? Uh-huh. You're not old enough to have been around, right? You were probably a 12-year-old when that thing started.
Well, we did quite a lot of work during the new security push on it, and we re-architectured it, basically, in XGSP2 to support the new security features we added.
So Springboard had an impact on your life.
Exactly.
Springboard is XPSP2.
Yes, Windows XP Service Pack 2.
Yes.
Fantastic. Great.
So we changed a lot of functionality underneath the covers for corporate instance to support the new security features that we added in DCOM.
Wow. So. Including DCOM Launch.
Yes, exactly.
Yes. Did you write DCOM Launch?
DCOM Launch is actually done by Saji and by Dave Driver.
Okay.
Service itself.
Oh, well.
But I did the underlying only work for it.
Cool. All right. So, moving right along.
Thanks.
Chris J. Simmons. What else do I know? So now, actually, you can see we're almost at the end of the corridor. Technically, we're getting into offices that don't belong to Indigo. It's like, that's not an Indigo office. This is, Mark G. I thought you were gone. On vacation or something.
Nope.
Are you going on vacation?
I'm going on vacation. Starting next week.
So, Mark, is it BFG?
BFD.
BFD. So, if our builds don't work, it's Mark's fault, and if they do work, then Mark gets left alone. Is that pretty accurate?
That's pretty accurate.
Cool.
What does BFD stand for?
Build Facilitation Developer.
So you're the guy who builds this.
I don't build and compile. What I do is, I actually, a more accurate understanding is that I own the relationship between our team and the rest of the division, getting our bits out to the rest of the division so that it gets all bundled into the same larger product.
So Mark does these things called FIs and RIs. Want to tell us what FIs and RIs are?
FIs and RIs are forward and reverse integrations. forward integration essentially means I'm taking the rest of the division's bits, pulling them down into our private lab, and integrating with our current private bits that we're working on to get everyone up to date. Reverse integrations are the opposite of that. I'm taking our private bits and pushing them up so the rest of the division can consume them.
Spreading the goodness of Indigo across Microsoft.
Yes.
That's what an RI is. And it's odd that the one that spreads as much love and happiness, the one that is about sharing the love of Indigo, is the one that's called reverse integration. That makes no sense. Oh, well, too late. It's already, we've already picked the names. Cool. Thanks. Yeah, we are definitely, I think, yeah, we're looking at folks who don't work on my team. So we're still in the comp plus ES thing. Do we have enough time to keep going?
Oh, yeah, keep going.
Great. Pierce, getting closer.
We'll edit some of this out. So.
Yeah, okay, great.
Sort of make it smoother.
More ES people. Kind of weird. There's lots of people who work on this team. Not that many I feel comfortable just barging in on. So, going. So, let's go down here. This is always fun. Here is, oh my god.
What are these things on the wall? Maybe
we can
talk about.
So,
sorry.
Oh, there's Uday. Uday, say hello.
Hello.
Uday's a dev lead.
And he helps me a lot.
Yes. Uday makes sure all the messages get out reliably.
Yeah.
And durably. And
I make sure they happen that way, but he's the one who makes sure that I make them happen that way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So the, we print out these org charts with people's photos. So because the team's huge. I think Indigo's got like, I don't know, 4,000 or 5,000 people on it. Or I'm kidding. But there's, you know, a couple hundred.
A few dozen, a few hundred here.
Okay. This is my admin, Kitty.
Hi.
Oh. Kitty makes sure that I don't let people down or disappoint people. So the degree that people like me is all due to Kitty.
So if we want to get on your schedule, we have to bribe Kitty.
In fact, you are on my schedule because of Kitty.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
It's really hard to bribe me, too, because I got candy.
Well, we can find something. A swag...
So, here's a corner office. Notice this office is much bigger than the rest. This is Joe Long's office. Joe Long is the product unit manager, or POM, of ES, of the transactions and RM and queuing side of Indigo. This office used to be occupied by Steve Schwartz, who's out of the office today, and Rodney Limbrick, both of the old MTS and Complus stuff. There's Scott Robb, he's a dev manager. Here's Rodney's office. Rodney's got some fun stuff in it. Oh, I'm sorry. Can I interrupt you? Do you mind being on TV for a second? I'm really sorry. I didn't. I thought you weren't in here. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is Rodney. Rodney's another architect on Indigo.
What's this about?
This is going to be on Channel 9, so this Microsoft TV show they do. So it shows up on, I think, NBC at 9 o'clock on Thursdays.
So, we have better ratings than the Democratic National Convention.
Yeah, exactly.
Even that would be hard.
Yeah.
Good point.
So what do you guys do? Are you a co-conspirator?
Rodney has the same job I do,
okay.
Except he does it better.
What are the challenges of being an architect on the Indigo team?
Well, there's a lot of technology, a lot of new things going on, a lot of moving pieces. It's a big project.
Since you two are probably a large bit of the vision on Indigo, what is your vision for Indigo? What do you, at the end, you know, when it ships, what do you want to see happen?
Well, we're building the next generation distributed computing platform, and we expect huge numbers of software developers to adopt the platform and build lots of great applications.
And how do you do your job? What is an architect here at Microsoft do?
Well, we work on figuring out what customers need, want, and we work with software developers and program managers, testers, to end up building a computing system.
Would it be fair to say we take the requirements from the customers to the engineers?
Sure.
I'm sorry. It was just an allusion to office space. Very, very opaque cultural reference. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Thanks for taking some time with us.
Office Space is a funny movie.
It's a very
too darn close to the truth.
Yes, it is. Isn't it?
Do you guys really just get in a room and fight it out?
Oh, we never fight.
Well, we never fight.
This is the new friendlier Microsoft, right?
We're very passive aggressive. Yes.
Once in a while, we'll raise our voice.
Yes. In fact, the guy who's the most quiet in the meeting, you got to watch out for that guy.
Uh-oh.
You know, as soon as everybody breaks out, you know what happens, don't you, Rodney?
I think that's a thinly veiled reference to me.
Oh, no, I was actually just making a joke. We're all very open and loving. And
actually, it's a good group.
Yeah. Yeah, it's actually a pretty good environment for collaboration. I've been able to get constructive work done with lots of different people. Riaz. Another part of the comm team. Riaz, you want to say hello to the folks on TV?
Hi.
Let me turn on some lights here so I can see you.
Riaz, what part of the pantheon that is the Microsoft platform, what API do you feel most responsible for or embarrassed by that you were affiliated with?
Co-initialized security.
Oh, dude! Dude! Yeah, that's a fantastic API.
Yes, it limits a lot of control.
Yeah, it's almost an operating system unto itself, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. For those of us who are not quite so technical, what does that API do? Where would a programmer use it?
That controls the security for all of the comm loaded in the process.
Yes, it's the way you set up security in every operating system process that uses comm winds up calling co-initialized security directly or indirectly, which means Riaz's code is touched by every human being on this platform. Your mom boots her XP machine, which I believe, doesn't XP shell use comm now?
Yes.
So doesn't that cause a call to co-init security?
Yeah. A lot of services also.
Yes, if Riaz got disgruntled and could turn his API off so that it no longer worked, your mom wouldn't be able to play freestyle anymore. Wow.
And comm survives.
Comm is with us forever. Yeah. And notice that we build comm using old-school electrical engineering techniques. So notice that here's a diagram of one of the resistors that we've installed into co-initialized security.
And what are you doing today? What are we going to see from you in 2 or 3 or 5 years from now?
Some of the main changes, we have an XPSP tool for Spring Boot. That comes out next week.
Yeah. Cool.
It's an honor meeting you.
Thanks.
Thanks. What's happening,
Book? Oh, there's Anand. He's off the phone.
Hi, Anand.
We're just doing a quick TV thing for a webcast. Andy Milligan. Andy Milligan is the PM of the unmanaged part of Indigo. Let's observe as Don enters Andy's office. Do you have a moment to be on television?
I do have a moment.
So, here's Andy.
Andy?
So you're responsible, you're the PM, you're shepherding all of the millions of programmers who have not made the transition to managed code. You're going to help them feel the love of Indigo. Is that accurate?
That is exactly what we're going to do. We're going to take all of the features, a lot of the capabilities that we've got with COM+, and expose them to the Indigo programmer. On the server side, allow applications to be exposed as Indigo services. And on the client side, allow the COM developer, the unmanaged developer, to communicate in this Indigo world to these web services out there, whether they're written on COM+ or whatever else. So satisfy the client guy, satisfy the server guy, and allow them to communicate over Indigo.
So I can use an Office, like VBA
certainly
program, and I can use that now to talk to my Indigo services that are, going to just span the globe.
Sure.
Great.
With very little effort, write some VBA behind your Excel spreadsheet and communicate with Indigo services.
Man, that's good. You are the most important feature of all of Indigo, aren't you? You're what make us relevant. You're what give us continuity to the past and bringing into the future.
I'm still trying to figure out what is Indigo. Maybe you two can talk about that.
It's just a way for programs to talk to one another.
It's that simple.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Is it don't you think? I mean, if you've got some broad vision of what Indigo is.
That's entirely what it is. And there's many developers, many programmers, many comm guys who are not really going to care that this is how the messages are actually traveling on the wire. It's an infrastructure piece for you to build apps on top of.
Yeah. My dream is that nobody knows what we are. Yeah. I mean, our goal is to get out of your way, right? If you have to know a lot about us, I mean, we're fun people to hang out with, as you can tell, right? We just don't have a blast here.
It's good fun.
Isn't it, with the dancing and the singing and all that stuff all the time? Isn't that great?
That's all your songs done.
Cool. Thank you very much.
So we're toward the end of this hall. So yes, we've exhausted all of the people on the XES side. So let's go over to the XM side. So if you look at the...
This side?
Yeah. Actually, we'll be walking by the mailroom.
All right.
So... to my right is where all the mailboxes are for Building 42. Okay. So, there we go.
Lead the way.
One nice thing about this side of the building, the refrigerator has an ice machine that works. Sometimes, even when I'm not interacting with folks on this side of the building, I'll come over here and get my ice, because the other side, we don't have ice.
It's too warm on that side of the building, huh?
Yeah, too much heat. Way too much heat. So, let's see. Conference rooms. Let's start down this hall.
Okay.
So, we're on the XML messaging side. This is where the low-level XML messaging infrastructure gets built for Indigo, as well as the integration with the CLR. So, let's get started. Who looks like we can interrupt them? This is Doug Purdy's office. Doug's not here, but we can see there's a nice photo of Doug. I don't know if that'll show up. Doug has gone through many hairstyles in his life. Notice the Java stuff. He's probably got Apple paraphernalia in there. Probably a bunch of small talk, Alan Kay, shrines, but some other time. Alex, no. Oh, Salmi. Hey. Salmi, you have a few minutes to be on TV?
All right, sure.
So Salmi's dev lead of the serialization stack. So we're doing a lot of work with making it so CLR types have a much more sane external facade for any number of purposes, and Sami is the dev lead of that. So
what do you do?
So as Don described recently, like I'm the dev lead of serialization, and it's all the data contract stuff and all those things.
What's the biggest challenge of your job, other than dealing with Don?
Oh, the biggest challenge is to make our CLR objects interoperable.
And if you had an MVP here or a customer and you were showing him Indigo for the first time, what would you show him?
I'll show him all our... I'll show him data contract first, because that's the thing that we designed, so...
Oh, yes.
Part of that, so...
Yes.
Other than that, I'll show you our great new, easy-to-code, square bracket-y way to put the web method thing, and you just put square brackets and you're done. It's a web method of service. It's all square brackets, so I'll show him that.
Ooh. Actually, unless you're a VB programmer, in which case it's all angle brackets.
All right. Yeah.
A little language centricity. Right? You'll notice that Salmi does most of his dev work not in VB.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Next round, Indigo V2, we're building completely from the ground up in VB.
Cool, thanks.
So, where Steve Schwartz lives. You'll notice Steve is a chicken farmer. There's Jesus, that guy right there is Jesus. Jesus is the dev lead of the service model, so all of the taking behavioral types from the CLR and projecting them into behavioral types in the services world. Jesus and Alex behind him make all that happen. Want to say hello?
Nope.
It's Channel 9.
So Jesus has a lot of affection for remoting as well. You might ask him about that. Oh, yeah, it's pretty cool.
Is remoting going to go away with Indigo? No. Is it going to be better with Indigo?
Yeah.
Yes.
A lot better.
What would be the one way that it's going to be better? What would be the one thing you would tell a .NET programmer about Indigo and remoting?
Can you go into remoting?
it's probably going to be faster. And you'll have more features.
Are you a marketing guy?
Yes, I tell Jesus.
Very,
with
very guarded.
Yes.
He's wondering, what can I say on TV? Don't worry, the PR guys are going to cut this and shred it.
Here's Natasha and Aaron. So they're both devs. And Natasha works on the serialization engine. And Aaron works on this amazing, how about this? Natasha works on the amazing data contract-based serialization engine, and Aaron works on the equally, no more, no less amazing, inverse XPath engine.
And what languages do you guys use? Are you
C-sharp?
C-sharp. And what's one tip that you would give to programmers on the outside reading this that you've learned using C-sharp?
It's easy as hell.
Oh, man.
That's not a tip. Is there something that you would tell your friends, hey, check this out?
Generics. Generics.
Yes. Generics will save you CPU cycles. Don't overuse properties.
That's a good tip. That's what I was looking for.
Mm-hmm. You know, the odd thing about Aaron is he is from, 100 feet away, looks a lot like Aaron Sconard, and he also works on he's probably the most XML-centric feature. His feature is about the most XML-centric feature on the team. And it's just disconcerting, right, that sometimes I just can't keep the two of them straight, even though one of them doesn't even live in this state, but. David Wardendyke's a dev on channels. Want to tell us about channels?
Oh, channels are the core of the system, man. They're how you send data between everything, from here to there, everywhere, so.
So we just met Kenny, the drummer of the team.
Yeah.
And, he only works on some of the transport. So there are some messages in Indigo that Kenny doesn't get to touch, correct? I can imagine.
That Kenny doesn't get to touch?
Yeah, like the name pipe stuff. He didn't do that, right?
He didn't do that. No, that's right. Actually, he doesn't do all the transports. That's correct.
But are there any messages in Indigo that don't go through a channel?
Everything goes through channels. That's why channels are so core. Any kind of data you want to send or receive, channels are the way you do it. So
you are truly the guy who touches every message in Indigo.
I like to think so.
Exactly. That's so great. So I input channel, you. I output channel, you.
Sure, exactly. You got it. Yeah.
So channels are going to be the way programmers talk through Indigo?
They are the socket in the future. It's the way you send and receive any kind of data in the future using Indigo.
Yeah, part of what we do in Indigo is we are building a SOAP-based socket system, and channels are our version of socket, and we have verified that the BSD design was a good design.
Yes.
BSD programmers will feel very at home with where we landed.
It worked out pretty well.
Yeah, who'd know? We could have saved millions of dollars if we started with that. But
if we just looked at it more closely, yeah, exactly.
But now we have conviction that that's the way to go.
That's right, exactly. Right. There's a press conference.
Yes.
Yeah, cool. Exactly.
What are the three things that programmers need to know about working with channels? Working with Indigo, maybe.
Well, let's see. So channels make it easy to send and receive data without having to know anything about the details of the underlying system, the kind of transport you're using, the kind of security. So channels provide an abstraction that will work with a variety of different kinds of actual delivery mechanisms. What else? Channels are composable, so they're built to be able to allow us to compose the different layers, the different kinds of security mechanisms and transport mechanisms together. Another interesting thing. I don't know, Don, you have anything else that jumps out about channels?
No, I think you nailed it. That's what they are.
Right.
It's great to have something that's simple.
It's pretty simple.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. I like simple.
Yeah.
Have you learned any optimization tricks that you could share with C# developers out there?
Oh, manage my. Be careful.
Yeah, don't give us the really secret stuff. Well, give us the really secret stuff, and we'll see if PR even notices it.
No. GC is the best feature you don't want to use.
GC, garbage collection.
It's the best feature you don't want to use.
So you want to get outside of the managed code environment?
No. Just it's a great feature, But if you can avoid it, that's. Anywhere from 10% to 20%, improvement, and that's not that GC is bad, because it's not, and it's great, but that's just an easy thing to do to gain speed if you avoid it.
Great. What's the if you had another developer here who maybe is working at, what would you show them in your source code that
you're really proud of.
I killed my XML reader. I'm not sure I want to say that, though.
You'll find, yeah. So actually, you have two XML readers.
Yes,
one of them is extremely interesting.
And I don't know which one you mean.
Onward from there.
Yes. Right.
Thank you very much for spending some time with us. What do you do?
Oh, I work on performance. I was just talking to Mike. I'm a colleague of Mike's.
Great. So you guys are tweaking it, making it really fast.
Yeah, well, there's a few tweaks, more than tweaks, if you will.
Okay.
Some changes architectural as well as rewriting some things. Mike's rewritten kind of a lot of the XML parsing. There's some threading optimizations we've had to make. So, yeah.
Very cool. Well, I'll let you get back to work.
So actually, you want to show them the device you use to do the performance optimizations on Indigo?
What is this, an old ThinkPad?
No.
Oh, not the old ThinkPad. What's this over here?
This would be the Vitalizer.
What is this?
Depending if you want muscle or nerve, you hit this switch, and then, of course, you can turn it up for added benefit. Due to fire code, I keep it unplugged most of the time.
And what is this? What does this do?
It's a performance analysis tool for Indigo.
This is footprints, and of course, this would be throughput.
Yes. And no, I think you had it on throughput when we walked in.
I've been kind of getting more of the throughput than the focus.
Cool.
Excellent. Thanks.
Eric's gone. Eric's on vacation. Notice Eric Christensen. Eric, if you were around and I asked him what he's most embarrassed about in his history at Microsoft, it would be WSDL. Eric was one of the authors of WSDL. Here's Brad's office. Brad Lovering's the lead architect for Indigo. We all work for him.
Okay.
Brad was involved with Visual Basic from a very early point in its life. Here's Rich Ashe. Here's Gopal. Gopal's a good friend of mine. He's in India right now. Gopal was one of the original authors of the SOAP spec. This is where Steve Luco, one of my partners in crime, works. He's out today. You can see this handsome face here. Indicates that we're near my world. So here's my Chris cutout. Here's my InfoSet license plate. Notice I share an office with Martin Gudgeon. Turns out to be a great deal. Gudge is here 1 week out of the month. And what that means is when people have to double up, I'm never going to be doubled up because that would mean I'm tripled up, even though I'm not doubled up most of the time. And when he's here, he's a great friend. I enjoy being with him. And if I ever have XML schema questions, he's faster than Google. So here is where I work sometimes.
Okay.
Sometimes I sleep and nap here. There's my base for when the band plays. I got a nap. Here's some machines, some soda cans, Halo action figure. Right. Awesome. These are available. In fact, they now have a bunch of the aliens I've seen.
All right, we're not allowed to talk about anything Halo related.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because they asked us not to. Well, Halo too. I'll have to edit that out.
John, do you have a second?
Yes, just 1 second.
So what else?
What else? The architects is working right now.
Yes.
John, you have a minute to be on Channel 9, fixing.
Do I have a minute to be on Channel 9?
Yeah.
So now you are.
Hi.
What do you do?
I'm an architect on Indigo, and IBM these days.
So yes. What does that mean? I mean, you guys are both architects. For somebody outside, what does an architect do all day long?
A good friend of mine, in fact, David Chappell, just gave me a really interesting definition of architect yesterday. Have you heard this one?
No.
Architect means over 40 and overconfident. I don't know.
I think that qualifies.
Yeah.
I'm qualified.
Yeah, I'm qualified for that.
And what's your dream for Indigo? What do you want to see people get when they get Indigo, maybe the beta or...
I don't know. Next time we launch for Mars, I want the all the control systems on the Indigo message bus.
Yes.
Anything else you would like to tell us about what you do and maybe about Indigo?
Indigo's fun. Come join us. You'll have a good time, too.
Oh, we are hiring.
Yeah,
right. Yeah. There is that. Yes. Sorry. Our appetite for talent. Yes. We do have more empty offices here. We can find room. There's always room for one more.
Yeah, what kind of fantastic team.
What kinds of people are you looking for?
All across the board. Great drivers, great architects, people who want to go do fantastic things. And the team is growing, not just in terms of the Indigo capabilities, where we'll be doing future versions of that, but we're also expanding into the area of doing modeling and some improvements with Active Directory. So building kind of control systems for organizations. But let me take the phone call.
Okay.
Cool. Okay. Thanks, John.
Thanks. See ya.
Hi, this is John. Hey, boy.
So, let's see.
No, I was just giving you...
Here's where Yasser's office is.
Yeah.
It's the logged on user.
Those guys
are one. It's a cache.
In fact, it's an... He always has to explain it. I assume you have to occasionally explain that it's not.
He's the D-box architect, and I'm just...
I'm actually the Malay architect.
I'm the plain old box architect.
I should just call myself the Malay architect, and we'd have it...
straightened out.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. What is this, Real TV?
This is Channel 9.
Channel 9.
It's some Microsoft reality TV.
Yeah. What does a box architect do, seriously?
Oh, what is my official role? To make sure we have a cohesive... architecture, design, and programming model across all the features, and helping resolve, you know, design or architecture issues that are more cross-feature, cross-team.
There you go.
Provide a focal point for resolving cross-team problems.
All right.
There you go. John Lambert's right behind you. You could say hi to John.
Hey, John.
John's a well-known blogger.
All right. Yeah. How are you doing?
Fine. Yeah.
What do you do here?
I'm the security test lead for Indigo, and I'm sick right now. So.
All right. I won't get too close. What kinds of things do you do to make Indigo secure?
So there's two parts. One is the security features in Indigo, and the other is the penetration testing, hackerish kind of stuff. I'm involved in both, but...